are continuing our shiur in Yanei Mikvaos, and we're talking. We've spoken thus far. Let's just go over a little bit of a chazara. We've spoken about the ideas of a mikvah or the mikvah and a ma'ayan. We spoke about Maim Chaim. We spoke about how there are different situations where a person in the halacha have to either be tovel in a mikvah or a ma'ayan. We spoke about a ger who wants to convert, certain people that are trying to purify themselves. That we've spoken about a little bit. We've spoken also about some dinim that relate to mikvah and ma'ayan and some differences between them. One difference we spoke about for a while is a shear of a mikvah. A mikvah has to be arba imsa. A ma'ayan, is it okay if it's just kol shehu? Does it have to also be arba imsa? That we spoke about. We also spoke about the psulim of zochlin and eshvorin. Zochlin, a mikvah, the water has to be static. It can't be moving. We spoke about in the ma'ayan, is it either one okay? Does it have to dafka be zochlin? Those are ideas that we spoke about. We started speaking about 2 weeks ago. Last week we did not have it. We spoke about 2 weeks ago, the din of mayim she'uvin, that the water that's found in a mikvah has to be water which comes, it's megisham, it's water that comes from a natural source, water that comes from, if it's drawn water, we'll define a little bit more hopefully next week what's called drawn water. But if it is drawn water, that is considered to be a problem, and that's called mayim she'uvin. We spoke last time about the following case. What if the water, the mikvah water, is entirely mayim she'uvin? It's entirely Mayim She'uvin, is that a psul d'oraisa or only a psul d'rabanan? Is it a psul d'oraisa or psul d'rabanan? In the case where the entire water is Mayim She'uvin. We're speaking about today something which is, or tonight, something which is very important, which is the amount of water, lim maisa, that even if X amount of water of Mayim She'uvin is in a mikvah, at what point is it going to passel it? At what point is it going to passel it? Just to point one thing out by way of hakdama, in terms of the nature of Mayim She'uvin in general, it's going to be a very lemaisa question. What do you do in terms of, you can't always rely on rainwater for your mikvahs. So one of the major questions we're going to speak about in the construction of mikvahs is what do you do to always have mikvahs if you can't use water from the faucet? If you can't use mayim she'uvin, so what exactly are you going to do for your mikvahs? And a lot of it's going to have to do with, are there ways to sort of like kasher, in a certain sense, mayim she'uvin? But one thing to know by way of introduction, there is a tshuva of the Zecher Yitzchak, source number 2 on the sheet. There's a lot of important Torah about this, but the Zecher Yitzchak has a tshuva where he maintains that there are actually Tchelik Aleph Simen Nun Vav. It's a wonderful sefer of tshuvas, that there are actually two dinim in the psul of Mayim She'uvin. Two dinim in the psul of Mayim She'uvin. One of them is Ha'echad Sha Mayim She'nafel She'uvin Nifslu Mil Tahir, that the water that falls in She'uvin, there's a psul in the water. There's a psul in the water if it falls in. Okay, that water can no longer be used to purify. That water can no longer be used to Mitahir someone. The second issue is Shenis debaych teha mikvah nas es me'aleha. It's a din not only in the mayim, but also a din in b'niyas ha-mikvah. The mikvah has to be constructed from shamayim. It can't be constructed b'dei adam. So there are really two potential issues when you deal with mayim she'uvin. One of them is a din in the construction of the mikvah. Has to be constructed without it. And the second din is that the water itself, which is mayim she'uvin, is problematic water once it gets in the mikvah. We will see, Be'ezras Hashem, we'll see hopefully maybe in future weeks why those two psulim matter. But one thing to sort of keep in mind in Hakdama is that we have this idea of mayim she'uvin. And this idea of mayim she'uvin is something which is either a psul d'oraisa or psul d'rabanan. And the Achronim are chokir, a question which the Zecher Yitzchak holds both dinim are really true. Is it a problem in sort of the construction of the mikvah? Has to be built from shamayim, so if it's not made gishamim, if you bring it yourself, it's a problem in how it's constructed. Or is it a din in the water? That water, which is drawn, cannot be used to be metahir someone else. But we're focusing tonight on a different question, and that is how much water actually has to be there, mayim she'uvin, to pasel a mikvah. So we're going to see later on a machlokas ha-tanayim in Maseches Edios. But the Mishnah Mikvaos tells us the Shita of the Chachamim, which is the mainstream Shita, it is how we paskin, that Shlosha Lugin is considered to be a problem. Shlosha Lugin is considered to be a problem. Rabbi Eliezer held that Shlosha Lugin is a problem, there's already some water there. Rabbi Eliezer was more machmir and said, but even if there's only a revius of water, we'll speak more about this precise year, hopefully a little bit later, if not tonight, a different week, but even if there's only a revius of water, which is initially there, even that would be a problem. But we assume, like the Chachamim, that as long as there's shlosh shalugin of mayim she'uvin that's there, whether it's in the beginning or at the end, it is going to be pasul, and that's something which the Rambam clarifies in Perek Mishnah. He writes v'halacha kechachamim, and the Rambam in Hilchos Mikvaos Perek Dalet Halacha Vav also writes keitzad poslin hamayim hashe'uvin es hamikvah bishlosha lugin. And if you have three lugin of mayim she'uvin in a mikvah, we'll see an important exception a bit later, that would pasul it. because we are so machmir about mayim she'uvin, so there is a minug in Klal Yisrael. The Chazon Ish points it out in Yoredeya and Siman Kuf Chav Dalet and Aleph, where he knows it's not necessarily, strictly speaking, required. The Shvili HaShulchan, one of the commentaries of Maseches Mikvaos, or Sfarim Mikvaos, writes, this is a minig of Kedoshim in Klal Yisrael, even though, again, it may not be necessary, which is that when you actually construct a mikvah, before you wait for the water to come in, so often you, like, wash it out a little bit, you actually dry down the mikvah to get rid of all water that may be there before the Megishamim are going to come in. So we're very, very machmir l'maisa. We want to have no mayim she'uvin there at all, and because we want to have no mayim she'uvin there at all, we actually dry down the mikvah, at least often, before it ends up coming in. So we saw thus far the Zecher Yitzhak, this din we spoke about last week of Mayim She'uvin, maybe two dinim in the nature of the psu'ul, and we spoke about how much water l'maisa has to go in. And it's possible, whether it's derabanan or the rites of kulo she'uvin, how much water, as long as there's shlosha lugan of water, chachamim hold, that is considered to be a problem. Next thing to note, what about the following? What would be the din? It's clear that shlosha lugan of mayim she'uvin are a problem if you only have 40 sa'a of water. So a mikveh has to have 40 sa'a of water. If in that 40 sa'a of water, what leads you to the number 40 sa'a of water, are shlosha lugan of mayim she'uvin, that is undoubtedly going to passel the mikveh. What about if you already have arba'im sa'a of water? What about if you already have a mikveh? The mikveh is entirely kosher. It has arba'im sa'a of water. And then you pour on it mayim she'uvin. And then you pour on top of it mayim she'uvin. Is that going to passel it? Or is that not going to passel it? A similar, potentially related question. What if you have a ma'ayan, and the ma'ayan has only a kol shehu of water? And, assuming maybe there's a psul of mayim she'uvin in a ma'ayan also, what if you pour mayim she'uvin water on top of a ma'ayan? So to what extent is mayim she'uvin only a problem when it comes to the original arba'im sa'a? Is it going to be a problem even once you already have a kosher mikvah, and now you want to put on top extra mayim she'uvin, because I want to have even more water there, I want it to be even more comfortable. Mayim she'uvin is what it takes for a normal person to be tovel in it, but more water is good also. So why not go? Is that considered to be a problem or not? So the Rush, aside from the Rush, it's important to know, on the back of Masechta, so we're right to Piskei HaRush, he also has the end of Nida and Menachos, what different halachas. So he has the end of Hilchos Nida, Hilchos Mikvaos of the Rush. And in Siman Aleph of Hilchos Mikvaos of the Rush writes that it's a Dover Pasha to him. That once you have arba'im sa'a of water, you could add mayim she'uvin on top of it. There'd be no problem at all adding mayim she'uvin on top of it, not bichlal an issue. He writes that that would be true, even if you would add afil nasn l'socho elef sa'in. Even if you would have 40 sa'a of water, you put 1,000 sa'a of mayim she'uvin, it wouldn't possible it. If it has 40 sa'a, so you are entirely, entirely good to go. That is the mainstream shita. The Rambam and Hilchos Mikvaos and Perek Dal Halacha Vav also paskins like that. And if you look in the Beis Yosef and Yoredeya and Siman Reish Aleph, he points out, that's what the Rambam holds, what the Rush holds. He writes that if you look, by the way, in the Tshuvas HaRush, and if you look as well in the Mordechai, this is true even L'Charchila, that even L'Charchila, if you have Arba'im Sa'a of water, you can always add in additional amounts of water. However, some of the Achronim point out, if you look in the Rashbam and Baba Basra and Daf Samech Vav, the Rashbam writes in Baba Basra and Daf Samech Vav that maybe that's not true. That maybe Gimel Lugan Pasels, and even if you already have Arba'im Sa'a, even if I already have Arba'im Sa'a of Mikvah, so that in and of itself is still going to Pasel it. Still going to Pasel it. Misvara, how would I explain this Machlokas? So Lamaisa basically points out, we Paskin, that's totally, totally okay. If you have Arba'im Sa'a of water, Lechorah, it's totally, totally okay. What we try to figure out is, what is really the issue here? What are they really arguing about? Happens to be, look at Reb Chaim, the Grach al-Shas, and on Mikvos there, he discusses it. But we'll give you a very simple way of saying it. One way is, maybe it's Taloi on the two dinim of the Zecher Yitzchak. If the problem of Mayim She'uvin is a problem, the creation of the mikvah. Thank you very much. That was good. It's cold. If the problem is in the creation of the mikvah,
It has to be bidei shamayim. It can't be done bidei adam. You can't turn on a faucet. So I could understand how once I have arba'im sa'a, it's not a din in the mayim. Meaning maybe it's not a din in the mayim. Maybe it's a din in the construction of a mikvah. And if it's a din in the construction of a mikvah, since it already has arba'im sa'a that come in ashamayim, so once I have the kosher mikvah, adding extra water is not going to possible it because maybe it's not really a din in the mayim, but a din in the construction of the mikvah. But if you understand, however, that it's a din in the water itself is problematic, that the water itself is problematic, so then maybe I would suggest, like the Rashbam Shita, and I would say, like the Rashbam, that the water itself is problematic, and therefore, even though the mikveh was originally constructed in a way which is entirely kosher, since lemaisa, now you have gimel lugan of mayim she'uvin, which is a problematic water, that is enough to ruin your mikveh. That's enough to ruin your mikveh. So maybe this machlokas is really taloi in what the problem of mayim she'uvin is. Meaning, that's chaz what you said so far. We'll add an additional ha'ara in a second, and hopefully it can be helpful. We saw there's a psul of mayim she'uvin last week. A psul which, if it's filled with mayim she'uvin, is either a psul d'oraisa or a psul d'rabbanan. We spoke about there are two possible explanations. They think that both are true, but the ma'aser there are two possible mahalchim in terms of what the problem of mayim she'uvin is. Problem number one is a din in constructing the mikvah. Mikvah has to be constructed through shamayim, through the ribonos olam, not through us turning on a faucet. Second mahalach, it's really a problem in the water. Mayim she'uvin is a problematic water. We were suggesting that there is a machlokas, which is intriguing. Machlokas HaRishonim, the Rush, the Rambam, the Mordechai, and others maintain that if you have memsa, it's fine to add additional water. We were explaining because lemaisa, it's already a kosher mikvah. Once you've built a kosher mikvah, mayim she'uvin no longer becomes a problem. If, however, the problem is one of the water itself is problematic, so lemaisa, right now you have problematic water inside that mikvah, and maybe that would be a problem. General clarity thus far? One, two. Okay, let me make an additional ha'ara. It is possible that even if I hold it's a din in the water being problematic, it would still be kosher once I have memsa'a. And maybe it would still be kosher once I have memsa'a. Now, why would that be? So we will learn in future weeks that there are ways to kosher water. That even water, which is essentially problematic, the more that connected on top of mechubar, kissing, a, that word we'll see why it matters. That's the halachic term we'll see. The more that is any of those things to a mikvah that's kosher, it may have the ability to kosher the connected water. So it could be that even if I think it's problematic water, only in the first arba'im sa' does it really register. But once I have arba'im sa', any additional water I put in by virtue of it being mechubar to a kosher mikvah, maybe that's enough to kosher it. Maybe that's enough to kosher it. And maybe then we have a different way of understanding how come if I already have arba'im sa'a, you're allowed to add mayim she'uvin on top of it. These halakhas are going to be very important. We didn't explain it well enough yet. That is intentional because we will explain it properly when we learn it and explain it properly. That's what we have seen thus far this evening. Yeah. That we'll talk about. That is the key to constructing mikvahs. Yeah.
We said before that even if it's 1,000 sa, then it's still kosher. Is there an abundance of shisha by the mindfulness?
Dinam of Bittul we'll speak about in the context of mikvah a little bit later, but assume not. Okay. I want to take a step back and analyze. That's sort of like the maskana of what we see. There is a fascinating machlokas in the Mishnah in Edios. The Mishnah in the first parak of Edios. We're going to analyze it a little bit to understand a little bit more about what's behind this shear. What's behind this shear of Gimel Lugan? Why is it the shear which is chosen? So the Mishnah in Edios quotes the machlokas between Hillel and Shammai, and it ends up being the Rebbeim Shmaya Vavtalyam. This is a very unique kind of a situation because typically machlokesim we have in Mishnayos are between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. This is an early machlokes between Hillel and Shammai. Rav Aim, Shiv of Otniel, and the Sefer Mikvaos has a great, clear, organized discussion about this machlokas. Hillel says, "How much mayim she'uvin do you need to passel a mikvah? Hin, hey yud nun. If you have that much mayim, that is considered to be sufficient to passel a mikvah." Why does he use the word hin? The word hin is used
is used in Chumash, v'shemen zayis hin. Why is it using it in Mishnayis? We don't normally use it. So the Rambam, the Mishnah explains, chayv adam lomer b'lashon rabba. You have to say things over the way your Rebbeim said them over. It's shmai v'avtayon. That's how they said it. We'll see why in a little bit. That's how Hillel also said hin. He said it like that also. I believe the Rambam writes here in Adios a very wild idea. Hin ends up being, I believe, about 12 lug. If I'm not messing up, hin is about 12 lug of water, which is therefore a more makel shita. Why did I believe the Rambam writes something very, very, very well known? Shmaya v'avtalion, pashtus were gerim. Pashtus, they were gerim. Chayv on the Lomer B'lashon Rabbo, many of us may know that if you're not brought up saying a particular pronunciation, it may be hard to pick it up. So my kids, as an example, make fun of me that my Israeli race is non-existent. Happens to be R in themselves was sufficiently challenging that, you know, a year or two of speech therapy was very, very helpful for that. But the Israeli race is way beyond anything I could ever do. Shemaya v'avtalion were gerim, and therefore they couldn't even say all these terms so clearly. Hillel, because chayv adam lomer b'lashon rabbo, would mispronounce the words also to say it like his rebbe. So if anyone ever, like, if I had this chus here years ago on Thursday nights, I gave shir to Israelis, so if any of them would want to say over the Torah that we learned, and they, for some delusional reason, would continue their rebbe because they want to week shir, so they would be able to masterfully say it over in an American accent in Hebrew with an American reish. But that's Mimikayim, Chayv Adam Lomer B'Lashon Rabba. That's hin. Shamay Shita is Tisha Kavin of water, which I believe is 36 lug. More Mako. Tisha Kavin of water. Apostles it. Chachamim say, Lo Kedivrei Zeh, V'lo Kedivrei Zeh. Rather, it's Shlosha Lugin. So we have something really fascinating here. We paskin Shlosha Lugin. But what's behind the psul of Shlosha Lugin? One question. Second question, why don't they talk in similar terms? Say 36 Lugin, 12 Lugin, or 3 Lugin. Why is Hillel quoting Hin? Why is Shammai quoting Tisha Kavin? Why are they quoting Shlosha Lugin? What exactly is behind this Mishnah? And where do these Shi'urim really come from? Now, we are dealing with a Din D'Rabbanan. But, as Rav Schechter loves to emphasize, we had him here this week, and he is Echad Migdoli Hador, so confirmed to Yamar this morning during the She'ela. So, as Rav Schechter points out, the Gemara tells us often, Kol D'Tikin Rabbanan Ke'en D'Oraisa Tikin. And often, even though this is a din d'rabbanan, meaning the only time Mayim Sh'uvin may pasul d'oraisa is if the whole thing, or the majority of it's Mayim Sh'uvin. Shlosha Lugin is, or all these things, are definitely psule d'rabbanan. But nevertheless, the Rishonim seem to understand that if we are going to pasul with these Shi'urin, we pasul Shlosha Lugin, but some paskin, but sorry, but Shammai said, Tisha Kavin, Beis Hillel said, Hin, where does that come from? What is that based on? Where do those Shi'urim, what are they really derived from? So the Raivad and Adios is a very, very important Raivad. And we're going to see what he says about the first two Shitas, and then we'll see in Machlokas HaRishonim what's behind Chachamim. Says the Raivad the following. Hin, the reason why Hillel says it's Hin, which is again 12 lug, is because Hin is the largest liquid shear we find in Chumash. Hamida HaGedola Shalimda Torah Bilach V'Shemen Zayis Hin. It's a shear of chashivas. This is the shear found in Chumash. It's the largest shear. We're willing to be makel to din derabanan, so we're not going to go with the smallest shear. But this is like the most significant, the largest shear. So if you have this, but it's mayim shuvin, it's a problem. Meaning Chazal, when they were going to look for what do I model it after, so Chazal said it's a din derabanan. What's like a liquid amount, which is a really undoubtedly chashiv enough shear to pasul? In Chumash it says hin. So in Chumash it's the largest shear of water that we refer to in the world of certainly Kachim, Mikdash. Obviously the Mabul was a greater reference to water. I mean, as far as like amounts of water, that is what that's what's greatest. And says the Rishonim, that is why they said it not in terms of how many Lugin they had, but Hillel said it in terms of hin. Because he was referencing what the underlying pshat is. That this din d'rabbanan, Chazal were wondering, well, what is a significant amount of liquid? Oh, I'll look at Chumash. Undoubtedly, the largest significant size of liquid is a hin. If you have that much, it's considered to be pasul. They were looking for a chashiv, for a chashiv. Bishamai says the Ravid, quote Tisha Kabin. Why does he teach Tisha Kabin? Why is that the amount of Mayim Shu'uba considered to be a problem? So says the Ravid, a very sharp insight. Tisha Kabin comes up in the Gemara somewhere else. Tisha Kabin is, we know the Gemara in Brachos tells in Daf Chavez, there's tevila for a Balkeri. Ezra made a takana. If a person had a seminal mission, if a person became a Balkeri, so such a person says, the Ezra's takana was really learn or daven or things like that, certain situations, until he's tovel in a mikvah. There's a takana. We pointed out in the past that takana we are not knowing bizman hazeh, other than a Mo'or v'shemesh and Parshas Emor and some others. But in general, we're not knowing like that takanas Ezra. How large does the mikvah have to be for this derabanan tvila called takanas Ezra? How large does it have to be? So the din is Tisha Kabin. If you are tovel in Tisha Kabin of water, that is considered to be sufficient. That is considered to be sufficient for you to be roi for a baal keri. That is less than arba imsa. If you're tovel in Tisha Kabin, that's considered to be sufficient. Therefore, says Beis Shammai, when I want to know what could ruin a tvila, is, you asked a question about how large Tisha Kabin is, correct? Oh, we're asking. When you talk about, you have to tell me what Talmud Yadav says, Sam's going to point out. It's fine, I was messing with you anyway. It's okay. I stand by it, it's all good. What says the Ravid, when we want to figure out what shear should we make up, what shear should we have to pass on mikvah, we looked not towards, in general, what's a chash of shear of liquid, but Chazal said, what is like a shear that registers in the world of mikvahos? So since the minimal amount that you could have for any kind of tvila is Tisha Kabin, so Tisha Kabin of Mayim Shuvin, that's a relevant shear in the world of tvila. Since it's a relevant shear in the world of tvila, that's what we're going to go based on. That would not have the Kol Tikra Rabbanan Ke'en Do Raisa Tikkun, but it says the shear is going to be what's a significant shear in the world of tvila. So whereas Beis Shammai is looking at, Beis Hillel is looking at what's a significant shear about liquids in general and halacha, we're going to model it after that. Shammai says we're going to model it after what's a significant shear in the world of tefillah. What they both agree is that the shear itself has to be modeled after something. The only question is, what does it have to be modeled after? After the shear of liquid in chumis called hin, or the shear of mikvah. Now, what about chachamim? Let's go to chachamim and see what they hold. You find something very, very fascinating. Chachamim say shlosha lugin. Where do they get shlosha lugin from? What is the basis of shlosha lugin? Here you have a very interesting machlokas between the Ravid and, happens to be the Ravid, but we'll keep it more simple, and we'll say the Ravid and the Rosh in Perek Merubah, the Rosh in Mikvos, which is the Tovos Yontif quoted here, and that is the following. Says the Ravid, in his papers on Adios, says the Ravid, that the shear of shlosha lugin has nothing to do with Mikvos. Is more similar to Hillel shear. We're talking about chashav shiurin in the world of liquid. Where do we find that these shiurim are considered to be chashav shiurin in the world of liquid? He said we find it with nischei tzibor. With certain carbonos tzibor, you bring with it nisachim, libations. You bring with libations of wine and oil, yayin and shemen, and those are chashav. What is the shear of that? The shear of that is gimelugin. The certain tzibor, carbonos, come with libations with Nisachim, and the shear of that is Gimelugin, meaning we're modeling it after something. We're modeling it after the world of Karbanos. What's considered to be a significant shear? Meaning, Shammai says, look to the world of Tevila for the shear. Hillel and the Chachamim say, look to Kolt or Kula or really Kachim. Question is, what do I look at? Hillel says, Hin, the largest shear. The Chachamim say the smallest really significant shear, which is Shlosha Lugin. Tovos Yontif argues. Tovos Yontif says, no. He quotes the Rush. The Rush again in Baba Kama. It's a Rush in Mikvos. It's Baba Kama shear, essentially. The Rush in Mikvos, that the Ravid in one of his Sfarim also writes like this, that the real Pshat in Gimel Lugin is not like Hillel, but more like Shammai. In fact, we look at the shear in the shear in mikvahs for tvila, the shear for tvila. Where do we ever find that gimel lugin is considered to be a shear for tvila? The Gemara and Shabbos and Daf Yudalit. There's a takana derabanan, a derabanan takana. It's based on a particular historical reality. Mikvahs, as some of you may know, were not always the cleanest, are not always the cleanest places in the world. If you go into the Shalvim men's mikvah, if you go to the right when you walk in, that mikvah is decently clean. If you go to the left when you walk in, that is a unique experience. A unique experience. I'm not saying it's not clean, I'm saying it's a unique experience. And what happened was as follows. What happened was, the Gemara and Shabbos and Daf Yudalit, it used to be the mikvah wasn't so clean. So what would people do after they went to the mikvah? You would go and you would wash yourself off in Mayim She'uvin. Those are cleaner water. So it was gross. You would go and afterwards you would wash off. What ended up eventually happening was people thought that what really brings the Tara is the Mayim She'uvin afterwards. They started making that mistake. It's a mistake people can make sometimes. So Chazal made a takana, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, that if you're Haba Berut, Rosh over Ruba, B'mayim She'uvin, that the Chazal established that there is a takana that if you go under Gimel Lugin of Mayim She'uvin, like your Tovel and Gimel Lugin of Mayim She'uvin, in certain kinds of cases, all the details, not as critical for now, you'll look at Shabbos Daf Yudalit, that will actually be on some level Mitameyu for some Truma issues. So when it comes to there is a particular shear where Gimel Lugin becomes a problem, and Chazal Darshan, if you go under Gimel Lugin, Chazal make a takana, we're actually going to apostle it because of certain chashashos that Mayim Shuvin people thought could actually make it all good on its own. Says the Ravid in Bali HaNefesh, says the Rosh in Perek Merubah, the same shear of mikvah that creates a psul on a Durabanan level in Yen Truma, when they had to come up with another Durabanan halacha called Mayim She'uvin, they said, oh, let's use that same shear. And here it's even a little bit smoother. I think Rav Rain points out it's a little bit smoother here. Here what they're saying was as follows. The same amount of water that Chazal maintained can create a psul, Gimel Lugin can create a psul to have a takana that your tummei le'inyan truma halachas, so too that much water can create a psul le'inyan mikvah. Meaning, Hillel's hin is for sure about a halacha mild after kol Torah kula. Hin, the largest liquid shear. Shammai's teacher Kabin is undoubtedly talking about modeling it after the smallest amount we can think of in the world of tefillah. Chachamim is a machlokas. The Ravid says, no, that's a din of chashivas of liquid shiurim. That's what the Nesachim Karbanos Sibur used to be. And the Rush and the Ravid and Baal Nefesh say, no, that in fact that's also a din in tevila. And Chazal modeled it after that. That's chaz what we spoke about tonight. That's chaz what we spoke about. We spoke about how Mayim She'uvin is a psul. And is it a psul in the B'niyas HaMikvah? Is it a psul the water's problematic? And we saw that in general, there is a, let's start like this, there is a machlokas tanaim and edios. How much water of Mayim She'uvin to pasul mikvah? Hin, tishakabin, or gimel lugin? We paskin gimel lugin. We paskin like hachamim. Doesn't matter if it's the first water in the mikvah, if it gets added in later, gimel lugin is considered to be the problem. That is what we, generally speaking, I believe, assume. And we spoke about what that shear of gimel lugin is modeled after. Where these shiurim come from. We then also spoke about how once I have my mem sa'av a mikvah, and then I put in shlosha lugin, or even elef sa'in, is that going to be a problem or not? The Rashbam holds it would be a problem. The mainstream view in Rishonim is there'd be no problem whatsoever. The Rush and the Mordechai, even l'charchila, if you have mem sa'a, you can pour as much mayim she'uvin as you want. We try the nature of the psul of mayim she'uvin. Even about the construction of the mikvah, so obviously, once I have memsa, it's been constructed properly, and I am entirely good to go. If, however, there is not memsa, so then it would be a problem. However, the Rashbam holds it's a problem no matter what. Maybe he holds it's a din that the water itself is pasul. There's a din in the water, and problematic water could ruin a mikvah. We then noted, however, that it's possible that even for the rov rishon, the din in the water, but if the water is connected to a kosher mikvah, maybe somehow that koshers the mikvah itself. That was tonight. Hope everyone has a wonderful rest of your evening.